This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here's Bradley. 2-on-1. Bradley shoots.
And that second goal was an absolute missile. Missile on the 2-on-1 from Granlund. Beaten Connor Hellebuck. Steve Levy with the call. ESPN Stars 3-1 victors. They are up 3-1 in the series. They will wrap this thing up when they get back to Winnipeg. Don't even try to argue with that one, Bobby. This thing is in 5. And the Stars, slight dogs, even though neither team is a technical underdog. Winnipeg's minus 115, Stars are minus 105. So they're both
toss up.
They're both like, you know, on the you have to lay a little bit of cash to get either one of them to win. There's no doubt Winnipeg plays better at home. A lot of teams play better at home. Stars have a great
Hellebuck definitely plays better
at
home.
He does. Yeah, he does. He'll be playing better when he goes home too. Literally. People are hitting me up to say that the hell they love how much hate I have for that man.
You do hate it. It's Sister Jean-like.
It is. Oh, man. You're on to something here. That has gotten to be very Sister Jean because...
Which I appreciate. I like it.
Yeah, look. I mean, here's the thing with Hellebuck. It's not anything... It's not his fault. It's not his fault he was born a D-bag. Okay? It's not his fault that they show every little move he makes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that other goalies... In fact, I know other goalies do the eye thing. I'm sure other goalies are sitting there during the anthem and doing the little side strut here. You know, do that. Okay, I'm sure they are. But they're not shown on TV.
They're not attention seekers.
Otter's not an attention seeker. You don't even know what Otter looks like.
Actually, I do now. It's funny you say that. I mean, I've always known what he looks like. But I was watching, I was just on Instagram flipping through stories yesterday. And it's always wild because you see, obviously, they're in that big goalie gear. So, like, as a kid growing up, I just always remember thinking of, like, yeah, goalies is, like, the stocky guy. And yeah. He's built. And just Sam Gannon from Fox had her Instagram story up. And she was, like, Otter walking in. And I was, like, holy cow. Because I couldn't see who his face was at first when he was walking inside. I was, like, I would have never guessed that was Otter. Because that dude looks like he is built more similarly to, like you or somebody like that.
So, a unit.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, just basically looked like, I was like, that looks like that could be,
yeah, no,
like, a forward or a set, like, it's stunning when you see him outside their gear, just how much smaller they look.
When you saw, like, when you go in the locker, you see the players in the locker room with their pads off, it's amazing how, like, a goalie, you look at them with their pads on, you're like, oh, they're, like you said, stocky, they're big, they're chubby. No, man, they all do the splits. You know, they're like gymnasts. They're like gymnasts on skates. They really are. It's kind of wild, but great game by Otter. Saved the game for them because Winnipeg skated very well. They probably outskated the Stars. And Money Puck, you said it had 58-59% Winnipeg?
56. So 56%. They said, I know Sean is happy to know those notes. But yeah, this is, I mean, yesterday you talk about.
They were good. Winnipeg played A very good game.
They played more physical. Yeah, like I mean, the physicality was more prominent than it had been in the last two games. I mean, you look at just the way it looked more like what I was expecting Winnipeg to look like based on everything we had heard about them.
We've got Otter, and they've got Notter.
That's right. They've got the backup for Team USA, because that's what's happening, and I don't care what you say.
There we go. So Stars Jets 8:30 on Thursday. That's going to be back on TNT tonight. We might get to see who the Stars are going to play if the Stars wind up winning the series, which I think they are, obviously. But Edmonton's up 3-1. They're going back to Vegas for Game 5, and Edmonton's already taken 2 games. From Vegas in Vegas in this series.
So how does NHL schedule it? How does this one work again? Are they a fixed date, or is it just as soon as everybody's clear they'll get it scheduled?
I seem to think that it's as soon as everyone's clear, because they started some series like early. You know, like they'll start a series when the other ones are still going on. Was it Game 7 with Colorado? Wasn't there another game that night? What didn't I want to say like
no tomorrow? The next night was Game 7 against Winnipeg and the Blues.
All right, Winnipeg and the Blues, but there was an Eastern Conference game that night too, I think. Game 1. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm wrong.
It was the afternoon. Yeah, it was the afternoon.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But so I think they might start it right away, but it doesn't matter because we're going to be playing them. So it would be the Eastern Conference, but probably the Eastern Conference is Toronto and Florida are tied at 2. So that thing's going to go a little bit longer, even though Carolina and the Caps are 3-1.
I mean, it's something where right now you would assume, I guess, because like I said, I'm still trying to find the exact answer of if they start whenever it's just ready to go or if they've got a set schedule or not. Because the only thing, like at that point, the question becomes, would you rather, hey, they're playing really well right now. It's the whole rest versus rust thing comes into play.
Yeah, that's true. But, you still are trying to get Miro up to speed. And then, Edmonton's going to get a rest, too. Edmonton's got, they've got their own faults. I mean, I know they got the best two players in the world, or at least two of the best players in the world. But they can mask a lot of issues that Edmonton has. But Skinner's played halfway decent in this series. So we'll see what happens. But Stars going for the wrap it up tomorrow night in Winnipeg. Time now for some Diamond Cavs.
Here's the pitch, swung on, and there's a high drive, well hit. Right center field, Moniak back at the wall. That ball is history. A 3-run Jimmy Jack for Josh Young. Into the Rangers bullpen. He turns the game around, and it's 3-1 Texas in the first.
You're an idiot, and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Two homers for Josh Young last night. One in the first inning on the fifth pitch of the game, a 3-run shot the other way. And then he had one later on in the game to make it a 4-1 game. He was all the offense. And the Rangers went 4-1. Jack Leiter gave up an early run, then settled down. 6 innings for him.
Yeah, look, I mean, all the offense you need can be Josh Young when you're playing the Colorado Rockies. Man, and they're just going to score a run. You can get no hit through the sixth inning and finish with 3 hits, and that'll be enough. As long as it's the Rockies. This is an awful baseball team.
They're so bad. That ninth inning. Go back, guys. Go back and watch that ninth inning again if you can. It was embarrassing. As a baseball fan, that was an embarrassing inning for a Major League Baseball team. They had 2 men on. They had the tying run at the plate 3 times. And all 3 batters, not only did they strike out, they looked at strike 3. That's not how you were taught the game. I mean, and Brett Boone's going to join us at 9:20 and talk about two-strike approach.
Two-strike.
I'll bet you he's looking at that footage from last night and be like, guys, just don't do this. Don't do this.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, hey, this is, how I can come in here and fix you guys? I'm going to show you what not to do. Just watch the Rockies this whole series. There's no better teaching tool he has than to just show them the Rockies this whole series.
And I know they're young. They're learning the game. But, you learn that part of the game very, very
early.
They're
also just very bad.
They're just very bad.
That's a big part of it.
They're rolling out minor league players right now. They've got a handful of guys on the team that probably don't belong at the major league level. So the Rangers, they are in a great position to get the sweep. And they will get that chance tonight 7:05 first pitch.
Yeah, Josh Young has really started hitting the ball well, which is good timing. I mean, yesterday 3-for-4 with the 4 RBIs, the 2 home runs. Like you said, he was the whole offense basically. But really, I mean, since before, it kind of coincided with Boone getting here, so maybe it is. I know Brett Boone's been a fan before of Josh Young. He's talked with us about it. But it's something where Young coming around and kind of clicking in place, it's like, all right, good that you get that. But then you also get give and take right now of like, all right, well, now Wyatt's struggling.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now Seager's on the IL again. Like, okay, now this has happened. And it's just, you want it all to sync up a little bit.
Yeah,
it feels like they're going through these stretches where it's one-man offense way too consistent.
That happens. So Rangers tonight, right here, 7:05 first pitch. We'll get you started with coverage at 6:30. Tomorrow, G-Bag Nation is out at the Globe.
Well.
Get you set for Astros. Astros, big 4-game set in town. Brett Boone joining us in 10 minutes. Yesterday, it was announced that Major League Baseball has lifted the ban on Shoeless Joe and Pete Rose.
Pistol Pete Rose.
This is...
You know, I didn't even think to check in. We gotta see how Tim Collins is doing with this news.
Oh, yeah. He was a big Reds fan.
He was a Cincinnati guy.
Yeah.
I bet he was thrilled yesterday. Listen, or maybe he's angry because of what we're about to talk about.
Maybe he's angry. Now, listen, I'm not going to pile on Rob Manfred here. Rob Manfred's an easy target. Rob's done some decent things. He's done some stupid things. He's done some decent things. I believe that when this was announced from Faye Vincent and Bart Giamatti or whatever, that so when a new president takes over, on his desk, the Resolute desk, there's a little, they give an envelope, sealed envelope with just the number on it. So 43, 44, 45.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the notes. It's very possible that when Rob came on, there was a note on his desk. This is what we're doing. Pete stays banned until he dies. And then you lift the ban.
Yeah, like here are the trade secrets.
These are the trade secrets.
Yeah.
Because you saw this coming from a mile away. We all knew the moment Pete died that he was going to get reinstated.
It's cruel.
And I generally like Rob. This is one of those things where Rob probably should have just said, "Hey guys, you know, I'm gonna times change. I'm gonna change my tune here." I know a lot of former major leaguers that I talk to, that say, "F Pete Rose, screw Pete." Screw Pete and any cheater, because cheaters have impacted fringe ball players for decades. You know, Pete betting on the games, kept a pitcher in too long, pitcher blew his arm out. That affects careers, affects lives. Same thing with the steroid guys, right? But, you know, times change, and people don't care about PEDs. Half the fans in the sport want PEDs.
A little bit. Maybe not half. They definitely wanted them. Look, when the home run race,
it's fun.
And make no mistake, at least this is the way I felt as a kid watching baseball. I don't know. You were a little older, Chop. We did mention you're turning 60 next decade.
I'm not. Hang on. Wait a second. Yeah. No.
Yeah, yes. You are.
Well, 2039. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, next decade, you're turning 60. So we did. Don't worry. Like, I'm thinking the same thing about being 50. I'll be 50 next decade, too. The thing is that the home run chase saved baseball.
It did.
And as much as it was bad and it got out of control, it did save baseball. And so, in essence, steroids kind of saved baseball. Now, Eric Boland from Newsday, the Yankees reporter from Newsday, I like what he wrote yesterday. This is kind of how I felt about it. He said, "Pete Rose should have been reinstated when MLB decided to ignore its history or pretend it didn't exist of treating all things gambling like a third rail and pivoted to raking in as much cash as possible from DraftKings, etc. And that's not anti-gambling, it's anti-hypocrisy."
I do think there's two different things. Like, being in bed with gambling doesn't mean that you can be tolerable to betting on sports.
No, but all of a sudden just being like, we can't, because MLB's position for a long time was just no gambling near the sport.
They all were. All the sports were.
Yeah, but nobody made a bigger example out of it more than Major League Baseball.
They did. I will say this. Pete Rose being in the Hall of Fame isn't important. Him giving the speech was.
Gosh, he would have given such a good speech.
Pete already knew he was a Hall of Famer. We all did. He was the all-time hit king. Pete already knew that he was. He doesn't need the title of being in the Hall of Fame to be a Hall of Famer. He doesn't. But the speech is what the problem was. That's what we wanted to hear. I wanted to hear the speech. That would have been an epic speech. But this just reinforces the belief that you kept him out so you wouldn't give him the satisfaction of knowing that he got in the Hall of Fame. And you wouldn't let him see his bust or whatever the hell they call it, plaque.
You wanted to torture him.
You wanted to torture him, and you did. So congratulations. So that's our thoughts on Major League Baseball with Pete Rose. Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach, next on The Fan.
0-1 the count. And here's the pitch, and there's a long drive to left field. Back goes Beck to the track, at the wall. That ball is history. The second home run of the game for Josh Jung. He gives the Rangers more breathing room. It is 4-1 Texas in the eighth.
Eric Nadel with a call in a game you heard right here. Rangers 4-1 winners over Colorado. They allow one run in both of the games, the first two games of this series, and they have a chance to go for the sweep tonight, 7:05 first pitch. We'll have coverage at 6:30 right here, 105 through The Fan. But as we are on Wednesdays, joined by the hitting coach of the Texas Rangers, Brett Boone. Good morning, Brett. How are we doing?
How you doing?
Doing great.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. We're a little more than a week in and getting acclimated.
How are you adjusting? Has the grind hit?
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, the grind hit. Yeah, it hit a few days ago. I came out of that cage and I kind of talked to a few of my coaching colleagues and I said, "Wow, I'm in that cage a lot." They just laughed at me. They said, "Boone, you haven't been doing this for a while back in uni, but I'm enjoying it. I really am." I kind of went in, having an idea, but getting that first week under your belt and really kind of getting to know these players and going from awkward and everybody what's going on to developing a relationship with these guys. I didn't think I'd get emotionally invested as I have. You know, you come in, I have a job to do, help these guys as much as I can, but you start to create a bond. You know, some guys more than others at the start. It's a process, but you really feel yourself when that game starts. You're in the hunt with them, you know, and you're older and you can't hit like them anymore. But I find myself really getting into the at bat with them and just being so happy when they do a job where they execute what they were trying to execute, and you're dying with them and you see them scuffling and chasing pitches. You know, I've used the adage a lot, but it's like watching my son in the minor leagues, and now I got 12 or 13 kids that I got every day and for 2.5 hours. It's pretty cool. It really is. But I didn't think I'd get that invested, and that's part of it.
Brett, has there been like a moment yet? Like was it Wyatt's home run to break up the no-hitter, go-ahead, or anything? Like, has there been a moment yet where you've felt like that competitive juice like really hit you, where you're like, oh man, I feel like I'm back on the field right now, like playing?
I've had a few of them. You know, it started early because I hang out with Jock Peterson and we talk a lot. You know, he's been around, had a lot of success, and he, as everybody knows, it's been documented, he started off really struggling. And I had some talks with him. I remember in Boston, he came up with a runner on second base, and I'm just thinking, all right, come on, Jock, let's get it going. At worst, we're going to move this guy to third. He just hits a rocket. And I knew how I've been in that position before. I know how bad sometimes you just need something like that to just get you off the ledge. And that was the first time. And I've had many since, you know, I'm watching Wyatt go through a little struggles. I know he was hot early. And then last night he hits that 2-run homer to give us the 2-1 lead. Seeing Josh last night, you know, he ended up hitting 2 home runs. But that first one, man, out of the gate, that 3-run shot gets you going and gets you the lead and gets that adrenaline into the dugout. So I haven't had one, but I've had many so far. It's a real thing.
Brett Boone joining us here, 105 through the Fan. All right, so you said you spent a lot of time in the cages. I assume you're dealing with a lot more scouting reports now than just watching the game, what you're doing before. How different are the scouting reports today that teams are given versus what they were the last time you played?
How do I put it? There's more information. Scouting reports are very similar. The verbiage has changed a little bit, but when you translate the speak, it's the same. It's the same exact. We, you know, there's X amount of RPMs on a breaking ball. You know what that is? It's a really good breaking ball.
Yeah.
Or less RPMs on a break ball. That's a spinner. Let's get that. Let's knock him out with that pitch. It's not that good of a pitch. So it's the same exact thing. We just use numbers and data points to get across what we're, as players, we talk about. You know, oh, that's 100 off the bat. No, well, smoke. It's the same thing. We all know what it is. And I laugh because I talk to the players about it. And they'll give me a data point. I go, you know what that means in my generation? And I tell them and they laugh. And it's all the same. It's just the verbiage has changed a little bit. So, you know, and there's a little more. I mean, it's a little more extensive now because of the tools we have available. But when you get down to it, this game is still the same. You got a player, you got a hitter at 60 feet away from the pitcher, and it's a chess match sometimes, and it's that mental battle. It's no different. As much as I said this the other day, I said, as much as this game has changed, it's still, if you simplify, and that's what we have to do is hit or simplify. It's the same game it's always been. It's just some of the metrics have changed. That's all. And have a little more available at our fingertips. And I always say this, too much information in the wrong hands can be a detriment. So let's always keep that in the back of our mind.
Booney, you mentioned like how you've been familiar with a lot of these players. You came on, talked about them with us a number of times. Josh Young, for instance, sure. you were a big fan of his, you know, leading up to getting hired. Is there anybody that now that you've gotten around the team and you've gotten a more close up look at him, you're like, man, I'm really impressed with that guy, or man, I wasn't as familiar with him. I really like what he's got going on.
Well, I think the offense is, oh, sure. There, you know, there's anytime you come into a new situation, you're going to have, oh, he's like, okay, I got to wait a little bit. I really have to let the process work here. And then there's other guys that engage right away and are, you know, have similar personalities. Everybody's the same. I'm sorry. Everybody's different. And that's why I went into this with, you know, because I'm a talker and I like to talk and I like to have a good time. But I've really been fighting myself to let it come to me. Listen more than I speak. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. But it is such a process. I'm figuring out personalities, figuring out what works. What can I say that will trigger one player, but it won't work for another player? We're all different. And I think when it comes down to it, whether you're a hitting coach, a manager, a CEO of a company, you're managing people. And that's what you're managing. You know, this might not picking the right time to say the right thing to the right player. I might be able to go, and this is completely random, but I might be able to go up to a Jock Peterson in the seventh inning in a big situation and talk to him about something one way. Whereas, I don't know, Josh Smith, maybe I got to wait till the game's over and talk to Josh Smith about something tomorrow. And that's, you know, that's just a hypothetical that using two different players. So that's the big trick. You know, the big trick is that these guys are talking, you know, you've heard and seen, I've done a lot of interviews now about what we're doing, but my emphasis to these guys is watch the game. Watch the game. We have the iPads and they're available to us now. If I were a player, I'd use that iPad, but get in, see what you want to see from a previous at bat. And now let's watch the game. Watch where relievers coming into the game. How are we going to attack them? Look at like bodied people. Let's get my right handers together and get my left handers together. Formulate a plan of how we're going to attack this next pitcher. And in the bullpen, hey, if this guy comes in, we've got a plan for that too. So that's what I like to see, that the great hitting teams and the high functioning hitting teams, they're communicating with one another. And it's the two hole hitter hitting to the, talking to the three hole hitters, talking to the five, and we're formulating a plan. That's where you get the magic. And us background players, the coaching staff, the hitting staff, that's just what we are, background players. I love when I see these guys talking and I'm like, they don't need me right now. Because they're formulating their plan and getting ready to get this guy. And it's really cool to watch the process when it's working.
Brett Boone joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. Josh Jung had two homers. One of them was to right center. And is it true about a lot of hitters that they know they're kind of locked in when they start driving the ball to the power alley the other way? It seems like with Josh, when he is on a heater, that he starts really kind of peppering that gap.
Yeah, and that's all we talk about. Josh and myself when we have words, it's keep your brain and keep where to keep your brain. And that's me kind of the middle of the field, right? You know, I don't break it down to right center or right. Sure. I just kind of throw it out there. You know where to think, keep your brain there. And what happens happens, you know, just because we go up there with an approach of we're going to smoke this ball the other way, hooking it down the left field line is a good result. But the thought process of hooking it down the left field line, that's not good. So keep your brain out there and things happen. And I love seeing like stuff like that. You know, they get off to a 1-0 lead, bam, it's 3-1. And Josh comes in and I said, Josh, you know what? It's pretty much impossible now for you to have a bad game. So let's just add on to that. So it's fun stuff like that to see. These guys, just that sparkle they get in their eye because when they found something, and you know, a lot of us hitting is so meticulous and it's so individualized that it's really cool when a guy searching. That's not it. That's not, they go up and have an at bat. They execute what they want to. And the light bulb goes off. That's it. That's what I've been looking for all day in the cage. That's a cool moment.
You know, Booney, when we talk about Jock Peterson, who you mentioned earlier, he was a guy, obviously, like you said, well-documented struggles early in the year. Now it looks like he's smoking the ball really consistently. He's had a really patient approach. He's gotten on base with some walks a lot recently. Do you think he's just now kind of rounding into like, all right, he's about to break out of this? Jock's right there now.
I really do, because he comes in, he has that gregarious, you know, larger than life personality, the goofball, you know, but it's tough. He's had a lot of success. He's won 2 World Series. This is a change for him. He's coming to a new team. And believe me, no matter what your personality is, no matter how many years you've got in the big leagues, how much success, when you go to a new place, you want to come in and show them, hey, it was worth signing me. And Jock got off to that tough start. It's tough to be that guy, that big personality, when you're not producing. And I had that talk with him early. Jock could be a huge part of this team. Obviously, he knows how to win. He keeps it light. He's as fun as a guy there is to be around. But I really have watched him a lot. Man, he's a pro. When it comes down to preparing for an at-bat, the questions he asks, I listen, I watch him. And he's serious as a heart attack when it comes down to that. And everything else, he just keeps it light. He's that fun guy, walks into the clubhouse, joking around from start to finish. But I'll tell you what, when the at-bat comes, and especially when it gets to be a big at-bat and a key situation, he locks in. And it's fun to listen to the questions because they're really savvy and they're really smart. And he's going to be a big part of this team. I look around this team. You've got youth, but you've got a lot of talent. You know, obviously, our big guy is Corey Seager. He's down right now. But you get all these guys going. We've got pieces. We've got lefties to counter righties. When you throw Corey Seager right in the middle, our big guy, it could be a dangerous team. This team was the best team I saw 2 years ago offensively. A lot of the same guys. It's a lot of the same guys still on this roster. So I know it's in there. And my job is to help in a tiny way to get us back to where we were.
Hey, Boone,
talent's definitely there.
Before we let you go, I'm sure you saw, like, baseball reinstated Pete Rose, even though he's passed away. You know, when you were playing and you were in the clubhouse and Pete Rose's name would be brought up or this whole reinstatement, or even yesterday when the players heard about this. Like, what are the...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Players say about the situation.
Well, a lot of the current players really haven't lived it. You know, it's like for them, it's like me talking about Babe Ruth. Like he seems like he played here one time, but it's really not real because I've never seen him. And, you know, it's almost like a fictional character. So the current players that not as much as Pete, my generation players, there's a mixed bag. I have some guys put him in already. Some guys, you know, he broke kind of the cardinal rule. I've wrestled with this for a long time because you know, I grew up in the game and I never had, you know, all the teams my dad played for and all the great players. And as a kid getting to be around him, I never really had a favorite player. You know, I kind of liked, one day I like Manny Trio and the next day I like Reggie Jackson, whoever spent more time with me in the clubhouse when I was 8 or 9 years old. So I never had a favorite. I love just being around all the guys. But if you put me to it and said, just pick me your all-time favorite baseball player to watch, I got to say Pete was my favorite guy. He had 4 hits, man. He's pissed if he doesn't have 5. And that's the type of player he was. But it's why I wrestle with it, is because of what happened. And I don't take it lightly what he did. And I'm just glad I don't have to vote, because I still wrestle with it every day. My favorite player in the world, spent a ton of time with him. You know, rest in peace, Pete. But if push comes to shove and I've got to vote, I don't know. I'm not sure. And lucky for me, I don't have to.
Well, thank you, man. Good luck tonight. You know, keep making those adjustments, man. The team is you can see it. You can see it happening.
Let's get another win. Let's get another win, and I'll see you guys in a week.
All right. Brett Boone, join us here, 105.3 The Fan. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece is coming up next. It's Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, gentlemen.
You're welcome. That's two for two in your teases now. If you listen to your own tease from today, I said that the Stars were going to win.
You did.
Presto change-o, they did. You got a new tease coming out today. There's another prediction in there.
What? You know what? Let's go 3 for 3.
What'd you say? I was in the bathroom.
Well, we said it.
So Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
You got.
You know the good thing about those teases too, is that I think they last play during G-Bag. So it's something where, like, technically, I don't think it's like
to be like, nope, got that one wrong.
No, they play during the night. They play at night.
If the night show's there, but his prediction is in regards to that.
That's right. Mm. Good point.
Sometimes, do you guys ever talk over the teases? Like, every once in a while, G-Bag's tease will come on and they're like, we're talking about Stars in Winnipeg. And I'll just turn on the mic and be like, we won.
Yeah.
Or Sean will ask a question and he'll go, no.
No, because I learned that once when I was sitting in before I was on the show, and I was just filling in for Choppy one time. Sean was like, hey, you're going to have to do the hump day for the tease. I was like, okay. And I didn't realize that what that meant was just you yell off the mic. Yeah. So I hit the mic on to do it. And in the middle of a spot, you just hear me going, hump day.
That's great.
And like, you don't even hear Sean's tease at all. You just hear me screaming out over the middle of an ad.
What is coming up on the show? Bruce Bochy today again?
We do have Bochy coming up at 12:20 today. We have Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedel joining us at 10:20. And then we will have FC Dallas forward Bernard Kamungo joining us at 1:30 today.
He grew up in a refugee camp in Tanzania.
Really? Please pull that as a drop.
I don't want that.
I love that. So clean too.
It's so clean. For every single person, you're gonna be like, I don't think that's right.
Who's that again? Just hit the hanky drop. He'll tell you.
I honestly, and this is my own interest, I have no idea what a refugee camp, like, what goes on.
Kevin, would you like to explain?
Yeah, so actually, we do some work. Oh, man, this is second straight
this
day.
This is okay, because I could have swore I heard the word refugee yesterday.
Yeah, this is the second straight day. I get to shout them out. Yeah, because I do work with, there's a charity organization in Dallas called Refugee Resources, if you get the opportunity. Usually, it's for people that were displaced from, like, their original homeland. So the project that we do here, it's for a lot of people who have had to move away because of a variety of reasons. And they moved to America, and to teach them English and help them read and talk about Jesus.
Okay. So do refugees, so like, could people from that lost their home in Katrina, or they consider refugees?
I think
so. Or do you have to be from another country?
Man, that's a good question. I feel like I should know that. I'm sorry, Chop. I don't know the answer. I'm sorry. I let you down now.
All right.
I my apologies.
Okay. Very nice.
Guys, I got a new name for the Jets, for the Winnipeg Jets.
Okay.
My friends
can talk about the dentist.
My friends, no. Well, maybe we can talk about the dentist. My friend's kid, his name is Luca, and we know a lot of Lucas.
Yeah, baby.
He calls the Winnipeg Jets the Winter Pigs. And so I've decided that we would call them the Winter Pigs from now on.
Hold on. Did you guys hear our interview yesterday with, I can't pronounce his last name. The Winter Pigs. There's like four consonants in the front of it.
We slaughtered the Winter Pigs.
It was, when we were talking to our buddy Connor, the Winnipeg Jets reporter yesterday, did you guys hear him say what the temperature was in Winnipeg yesterday?
I did not.
Did he say it in centigrade? And I'm like, no. I don't know what that means.
No, he said it in degrees. Okay. It was 96.
Oh, dip.
They beat us yesterday.
It was hotter than, it was 98. Yeah, 98. It was hotter than, we were 96, right?
Is that what it was? I don't know. It was hot. It was hotter, I know they were hotter than us yesterday.
Hotter than us. They're like 1,000 miles. Now, today will be warmer.
Well, and then he said,
we're hitting 100 today.
He said, I think by this weekend, it's supposed to be back to like the 40s, though.
Sounds like they need Milo insulation up in Winter Pig.
There it is nature's very
Winter
best.
Winter Pig.
Winter Pig's good.
Winter Pig is good.
Chop's been nice going job, with Luca. Loser Peg, but the Fantex has been saying to him, like, it's got to be Lose a Peg.
Lose a Peg.
Yeah, we tried to get that going. Well,
I got another hashtag that I don't want to say on radio. I mean, I was going to tweet it, but.
Don't you feel like Winter Pig is your friend's metal band that you have to go see?
Yeah.
Coming
to this day, Winter Pig!
Yeah.
That was my hashtag that I want to go with. I don't know how
much I think it's really fine. Use that I one. Think it's fine.
Remember when Mike didn't know what that word meant for.
We had to explain in a commercial break. He goes, why do you guys keep chuckling when I say I peg somebody? And I'm like, well, Mike, here's the thing. And so, yeah.
A man and a woman love each other.
We had to have a tough conversation.
That was pretty clean.
Yeah. Have a tough conversation.
By the way, 24 hours later, is Mike still in? Do you know?
Yeah, he said he was to our friend Rachel Ring yesterday.
He's excited.
So he's bought in and he's Mr. Maverick.
So yeah, I talked to him. I don't know if I'm supposed to be. He said he's back in, but his heart will never be as in as it was.
Makes sense. Makes complete sense.
This it will be never be his favorite team again.
This is going to be a very uniquely different team for sure to what Luca's team was. Now,
Humble Billy Hayes?
That the style of Luka can win championships. That is a very James Harden style basketball.
I don't know.
James Harden never got to the finals by himself. He didn't just drag a team.
That is,
which I mean, Kyrie was there, but
Kyrie was there. Gafford and PJ were there.
Yeah, we clearly said he got to the Western Conference Finals, and then he got to the Luka can win a title, but we're clearly right there on the doorstep.
Lost it, but that's the
it was lost, but. It was part of the redemption arc. What year was Jordan when he finally won? 8? 7? 8?
Well, he got league 84. He won in 91.
So it was like his seventh year
but
in the league.
But he missed basically a full year with an ankle.
But it was like his seventh year in the league, essentially. And that was after the Pistons had beat him up 4 or 5 years.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know.
It was all part of the story.
It's definitely going to be a new. This is going to be a team that we've never really seen. Like we've had the Dirk years, right? That was one thing. And obviously Luka, but with Flag and AD, that is a completely different style of basketball.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting.
I think Dwayne Wade is in agreement with you gentlemen, by the way. That he thinks this is all fake, set up, orchestrated. He was on a podcast yesterday. And they were asking him about the, was this gamed for the Mavericks?
I mean, he would know about setup NBA.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Right? He'll tell you.
If anybody.
Yeah, he would.
The Mavs winning the draft lottery. I'm curious, because everyone thinks it's rigged. Oh, my gosh. What do you say, Dwayne? What is this, man? What is going on?
It's a business. Now, I'm not saying anyone is doing anything, because I'm not a witness in it. But this is a business that we are part of. And I think people forget that in the competition of sports and what we love because we grow up playing sports and it's not a business when we grow up. But when you're in the NBA, it's a business. And the business has to do its best job to make sure that, it's taken care of. And so I don't know. I'm just saying. I think it was 2008 when I thought we was going to get the number one pick. We ended up getting a number two pick. We drafted Mike Beasley. But the Chicago Bulls, just like Dallas, they had a small percentage, and then they end up jumping into the top four. And in my mind, I said, Derrick Rose is number one pick in the draft. The Bulls are going to get first, and the Bulls did. So maybe that's a coincidence. Maybe LeBron going to Cleveland is a coincidence. Maybe these things are. But it's good to talk about, and it gives all of us something on our platforms to talk about. So we're going to talk about it.
They can all say how you can watch it. You can watch it live. You can see it. Now, nobody knows what these numbers mean.
Yeah,
you can have frozen or frozen you can fix envelope, you can fix the machines.
I do.
You can rig them.
I do like Tim Cato hopped on with G-Bag yesterday and he kept throwing out the line because they asked him multiple times and he was like, I just like to believe.
Why wouldn't he just answer the question? Why'd they have to ask him multiple
beautiful.
Times?
Sports is beautiful and, you know, random and just things just happen, you know, that way. And ew. I like to, I guess I'm going to just believe it that way. And he was like, and maybe that is red pill, blue pill mindset there. You know, I'll be less cynical and just, I don't want to know. I just want to watch the games and enjoy the
Which
sports.
Which pill is the less cynical one?
Blue pill is ignorance is bliss. Red pill is, oh, you see everything for what it is. At least according to The Matrix.
That feels about right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking about the movie The Matrix. I'm talking about the theory within The Matrix is all that I was discussing.
We know our week 2 opponent.
Yes, we do. Because the New York Giants opening set of games has been tipped off, and the New York Giants come to AT&T Stadium for week 2. So the Dallas Cowboys will be playing at home for week 2. And then that's coming off of the opener with the Eagles.
We might clinch the division by week 3 if things work out.
Okay, well, probably not that. How do you guys feel about making ridiculous snap judgments? Because I think it's super fun when the schedule comes out. Because I'm like, that's a win. I'm not factoring in any injuries.
I do all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's look, we're football starved right now. So this is the time of year, like when it hits, when you get the schedule released, you're starting to look at all the sort of factors of like, okay, well, I mean, like last year you looked at the schedule and Cleveland in September is better than Cleveland in December. Got to be worth at least a point or two knowing it's probably not going to be as cold. I'm going to say Dallas gets the advantage. So you start looking for any which way to analyze it, because that's our country's pastime is football.
So one of these things is not like the other. I'm going to read you the list of already announced week 1 games. Eagles, Cowboys, Chiefs, Chargers, Lions, Packers, Titans, Broncos, Giants, Commanders, Bucks, Falcons. God, you had to announce the Titans, Broncos.
So, did the NFL announce it, or are these like beat reporters have announced?
Jordan
these?
Schultz.
Oh well, I mean that's just whoever he could trade coffee for intel.
Like, so I guess he found
he found a hard up intern in Atlanta. I don't know.
Wow,
Titans, Broncos. Good.
I'm just kidding. I like Jordan Schultz.
It really doesn't sound like you do.
No, I do. I do.
It really doesn't sound like you do at all.
Titans Broncos is actually pretty interesting, though.
He ghosted us a couple times recently, like, and then he'll pop back. It's just I don't like the consistency.
How about the Giants starting 0-4 real easy? Giants, Commanders, Giants, Cowboys, Giants, Chiefs, Giants, Chargers.
Oh, I can definitely see that.
Good gosh. Yikes. They have the toughest schedule in the league.
On the road against Washington and Dallas, and then home against Chiefs, Chargers.
Ugh.
Do you think they've already clinched the #1 draft pick for 2026 then?
Arch
is not going to be in that draft.
If the Giants have the overall #1 pick.
I thought the other day you said if New Orleans got the #1
pick. Well, for sure. Okay. If New Orleans gets it, for sure. But if the Giants get it, do you not? And now, unless the Manning rule is we don't go to where one of our others went because we don't touch their legacy.
Bro code.
It's interesting. We were all talking the other day about.
We got a, according to Nick Harris, Netflix game for the Cowboys. Christmas Day, they will be getting the Washington Commanders. They will be on the road.
I just reset
the
my Washington Netflix password.
I know which game I'll be missing this year.
Man. So all three of their big marquee games feel like losses.
Yeah, right. Like you were going to be here on the 26th job.
Yeah, I work that week.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it the week after or the week before?
I don't work the week before.
Gotcha.
And I work Christmas week because my philosophy is work when the bosses are not here.
Oh, man. It's so much easier.
It's like, you so know, it's an extra week.
Yeah, I worked with a guy who he always like made a big deal of like, I think it's important to work on the holidays, blah, blah, blah. But he would literally always take off the next day. And so it's like, that's a dumb statement you're sending.
Yeah, that's very weird. Very, very weird. All right, KNC Masterpiece is next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.